With me just very quickly, very shortly, to Isaiah chapter 6, and just a couple minutes here. Just want to leave a challenge for all of us, for my own heart as well. I need this. I just want to read, turn to Isaiah 6. I'm just going to read some passages, not in Isaiah 6, but also you don't need to turn to these. I have four passages that I'm going to read to set us up then for Isaiah chapter 6. First of all, in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen." In Luke chapter 10 and verse 2, Jesus, it's therefore said he, said Jesus unto them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest." In John chapter 4, verse 35, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." And finally, Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 15. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." That is the heart of God. That is the passion of the Lord there that we've read. The great harvest, the laborers needed for the harvest. Isaiah chapter 6, all familiar with this. And I want us to just look at verse 1. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." I'm going to stop reading right there. Let me go on to verse 6. I'll read verses 6, 7, and 8 also. "Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and lo, this, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me." What a tremendous passage of Scripture this is. And I just want to leave just... I want you to notice 3 things about this text here. I want you to notice in verse 1, he says, "I saw." I saw. And then in verse 5, he says, "I said." And in verse 8, Isaiah said, "I heard." "I saw." And all of it goes down, doesn't it? Doesn't it end? It climaxes in verse 8, where he says, "Lord, here am I. Here am I. Send me." But there's a progression there, isn't there? First of all, he sees the glory of the Lord. And we're told in John chapter 12 that what Isaiah saw was the glory of the pre-incarnate Christ. This is Jesus Christ that he sees. He sees his glory. He sees his majesty. And you cannot stand in the majesty and before the glory and the majesty of the Lord without being changed. And so he sees the glory of the Lord. What are we seeing each day? Where do we see the glory of the Lord? It's in our Bibles. We open up our Bibles. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, we look in the Word as in a mirror, and we're changed from glory to be like Christ. We have to be able to say, Lord, here am I, send me. Our hearts have to be conditioned. We must be in the Word each day. I need to be in the Word each day. Otherwise, I lose my heart. I lose my passion for the lost. And in verses 1 through 4, there's a vision that's leading to a confession. And then in verse 5, he said, I said. We have a confession or conviction that's leading to cleansing. He saw his own sinfulness in the light of the glory of God. It's just like Job. It is like Job who, when he saw God's glory, said, Oh, Lord, help me. Also Peter. Remember Peter. Saw the glory of Christ. He was. He said, "I'm a sinful man." Confession. First of all, a vision leading to confession. I saw. I said, "It's a confession. Woe is me. I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. I live among a people of unclean lips." You know, we can only see the world as it is when we are in the Word of God each day. And then finally, number 3, he said, I heard. There's cleansing leading to giving of himself voluntarily. Just some simple thoughts here. You can look at you. Maybe this will get you in here, get you in Isaiah tonight or something. Look at this later on this week. I saw. I said. I heard. In that order. We need to keep the Lord ever before us, be in His Word, be studying the Word, be memorizing the Word, seeing the glory of the Lord. And as we do that, we're going to see ourselves as we are. We cannot become comfortable with the world that's this organized system of opposition against the Lord. We can't be comfortable with that. When we get comfortable with this world, we're in trouble. We need to keep our eyes upon Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. I saw. I said. I heard. Lord, here am I. Lord, send me. Send me. I pray that the Lord would take His Word to some simple thoughts here tonight. And the laborers are few, folks. They are few. And maybe there's somebody here, some young man, some young woman, whose heart the Lord would open, would call. What a wonderful, wonderful, how wonderful that would be. For young men and women to come out of this place and serve the Lord around the world. Let's pray. Father, thank You for this time that we've had looking at South Korea tonight and then just looking briefly here at Your Word. And Father, I pray that You would, Lord, You take this, use it for Your glory. Thank You so much for these dear people. Lord, thank You for the gifts over the years, their financial support. Thank You for their intercessory prayer. for the ministry in Seoul, and Lord, for the other mission fields represented by missionaries whom they support. And Lord, call forth laborers. Lord, you are the Lord of the harvest. And we beseech you tonight, Lord, that you would send them forth. I pray that, Lord, we would see your glory, to see us the way that we are, and to see the world the way it is. And Father, I pray that we would just present ourselves living sacrifices to you. We pray that you would do this for your glory, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.